You know what we call him?
What?
Nigger. That's what we call him.
And you had a mean dog. You said you better be careful, that dog
will bite.
And yesterday the dog
bit.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
Do you ever think he got dog bit? Do you ever use that?
I don't recall using that term.
And kind of animal that you plow with would be
mules.
And two of them would be a
pair.
Huh?
A pair.
Okay. And the animals that you milk.
Cows.
And the male would be a
wait a minute now, you got mixed up on that, didn't you?
Well, the male cow would be the male and the herd would be
a bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of, say, women not wanting to use the word bull, or using another term instead?
I don't ever remember anybody using any other name other than bull, even today.
And
do you ever hear of one?
Well, something like male cow or...
No. That didn't even make good sense. Still don't make good sense.
A cow is necessarily female?
A cow is normal. When you say cow, that's a milk cow or
mm-hmm.
female species.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about the bull, you can say, well, you always say bull, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they say steer, that's a bull that's been sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Any other
that is marbles taken out, in other words.
Any other terms for that besides sterilized?
There is a medical term, I don't remember.
Well, any common terms, like, do you ever hear mark or trim or work on?
You can trim, you can pinch them, use rubber. Do you know about all this? Huh? I do that to cats.
Would you use the same term
for... you can trim them. You can trim them. In the old days, the common method was to trim them.
Literally with a knife?
Yeah. Tie them down and cut them out.
And
we did all our dogs like that. Keep them at home. Cats too.
Does that work to keep the dogs at home?
Yeah.
Does it affect the dog at all? Does it start getting fatter?
No, it is a rule. Now, they claim on a female when you have them spayed, they're not near as good a watchdog or something like that. Well, on the male, we never did notice any difference on it. We never did worry about the female. If we got strange dogs around the house, hung around when the old gyp was in heat,
mm-hmm.
we just kill them, get them out of the way, especially in the summertime. See, summertime, you're subject to rabies,
mm-hmm.
more so than in the wintertime. So any strange dog come around my house, even today in the summertime, if he hangs around there more than 2 days, I'd kill him.
Good. The cows, when they're first born, they're called a
calf.
And if they're female, they're called a
still called a calf.
Any special name for female calf? What about a male?
Well, sometimes I hear that it used to be when we was kids, they referred to somebody say, well, what did the cow have? A heifer or a bully? See?
Bull?
For yeah. For a male.
And if your cow is expecting a calf, you think
she's
going to...
Let's see. I'm trying to think a minute there. What do you mean like the other just said she was going to have a calf?
Okay.
Did
you ever hear drop a calf or find a calf or something?
Well, that was the term used to keep the small kids from knowing what was going to take place.
What was
this one? We're going to go out and find one.
See?
See, I can remember a little kid... Hell, I can remember me asking Mama, said, where did she find it? And they'll tell you, well, we are on the other side of the bushes.
The animals that you ride would be?
Well, horses or mules.
Okay. And the male horse is called a?